On today's episode of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast, we're going to be talking about the reintroduction of the DR2X repeater program, our upcoming HRO Milwaukee Education Yaesu Day, and also about the Milwaukee Radio Amateur Club's Ham Radio Boot Camp class that's going to be held the same day we're down in HRO Milwaukee. That's for today on Monday, April 8th, of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. And welcome to the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. I'm your host, John Crook. We are back from taking a week off. Did a few things, got a few things going, getting some interviews lined up. So we had last week off there, but we are back and we are excited because we are going to be talking about two very, very interesting, exciting, upcoming things, as well as one of our great amateur radio clubs across this nation that's actually a very good Yaesu Radio Club on there. That's going to be for today. But, you know, one of the things I'm going to talk about, like I said, our upcoming HRO Milwaukee Day. So let's take a moment and talk about Ham Radio Outlet. That's right, Ham Radio Outlet is definitely one of our authorized Yaesu dealers. And I say, always say authorized Yaesu dealers because there are some places out there that try to claim that they're a Yaesu dealer and they're not. Or they'll say, hey, we're an authorized Yaesu dealer, and they're not. They're just simply not. And it's important to make sure that you are actually buying from an authorized Yaesu dealer. And here's why. When you buy from an authorized Yaesu dealer, such as Ham Radio Outlet, you know you are getting actual, genuine Yaesu radio equipment. That's right, Yaesu radio equipment on there. You know you're going to be buying it from them. You know that there's going to be a 3-year warranty automatically from Yaesu. But more importantly, when you buy from our authorized dealers, especially our friends down there at HRO and, more importantly, HRO Milwaukee, which, of course, is in my backyard, I know the guys down there and gals are going to go ahead and give you the correct answer and not just give you an answer. They're going to go ahead and they're going to be able to give you some education on that radio product also. And the best part is, if they go along and they have a question that they may not be able to answer, they can get a hold of us right away and we will be able to help them answer that question for you. So definitely check out any of our authorized Yaesu dealers. And you can find our Yaesu dealers on our Yaesu.com website. Go to www.yaesu.com, click on the Contact Us, enter your information there, and we'll be able to find out your nearest authorized Yaesu dealer. Alrighty. First, and probably I think the most important part of the show, is the announcement of the reintroduction of the Yaesu DR2X program. And I know a lot of people are saying, John, the DR2X has been out there for ages. What's so special about this one? Well, we're continuing that ability. We're continuing that support that Yaesu likes to offer for people who want to put repeaters on the air. Now, notice I said people, not just clubs and groups and organizations, but actually people that want to experiment, want to put on a repeater and to be able to use that communication. And that's where the heart of our Yaesu DR2X program comes from. Now, one of the things I'm going to go ahead and say about our DR2X program is, first of all, this is for the North America market only. I know this is the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. It is kind of based out of our Yaesu USA office, and a lot of people go on saying, well, wait a minute, John, is that program good for other parts of the world? And unfortunately, it's not. This is pertaining to the North America market. Now, what is special about the program? That's what a lot of people I have. You know, they're like, hey, I heard about this. What's so special about your program? What's the deal? Well, first of all, the best part, I think, and the most important part, is going to be cost. Now, repeaters cost a lot of money. They do. I'm not going to hide or deny that fact in any way, shape, or form, that repeaters do cost a lot of money. But this is where us at Yaesu said, you know what? We know we have people, once again, not just clubs or groups, but we also have clubs and groups and organizations that want to be able to provide that communication, right? It's easy to get your no-code technician. Well, let's hear me go and say no-code. I just dated myself, folks. But that technician license class, you get in there, you take the test, you get those VHF, UHF band privileges on there, right? But then you want to be able to communicate. and you want to communicate further, that's where the repeaters are going to come into play. More importantly, repeaters are used for a lot of other purposes, as we are aware of, for skywarn communications, for different events and stuff. Yes, there's Simplex. Yes, there's HF. We're very well aware of that on there, and we have products that can meet all those demands. But sometimes you're not going to have general class or extra class or even former advanced class operators. You're going to have technician class operators that need to be able to communicate with the small handheld beyond the range of Simplex, beyond having to be restricted to an HF radio with antennas and those kind of things. They need to have that instant communication locally, and that's where a repeater comes into play. But once again, that cost of that repeater is always something that all clubs and groups and organizations really have to try to mitigate the best that they can, right? On an average, you're looking at repeaters, a brand new repeater that we're talking about now, you're looking anywhere from like $1,500. So $1,500 easily up to $3,000, depending on make and model and everything like that on there. Well, at Yaesu, we feel that that's just not a realistic thing, right? We know there are some clubs, groups, organizations, people, that they're smaller groups or smaller organizations. They don't have thousands of dollars to throw away at equipment, right? Because remember, with the repeater, you need additional equipment. You need a repeater. You're going to need a duplexer. You're going to need the coax cabling. You're going to need lightning protection. You're going to need the antenna. You're going to need to find a tower. And if you start to kind of sit down, start writing these numbers on paper, so ching, 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 putting up a repeater is not an easy, daunting task in general. But then also, too, is the cost factor is way, way up there also, too. So in that kind of case and situation, this is where our DR2X repeater program comes into play. And I'll tell you right off the bat, it's still staying at that price of $700 or $900. That's right, $700 US or $900 US when purchased through Yaesu USA directly as part of this program. That's correct. When purchased directly through us. Now, our dealers and stuff like that do sell the repeater. They don't sell it at that special price. You can only get that special price by purchasing from us directly, us Yaesu, through the program. But a lot of people are saying, well, John, I know of cheaper repeaters, or John, really, what is your repeater going to go ahead and give me that maybe a used repeater is not going to be able to give me? Well, I will tell you first, right off the bat, when you're buying a repeater as part of this program, it is a brand new 50 watts dual band capable. Let me repeat that. Brand new, obviously brand new, right? 50 watts, okay? And it's a dual band repeater, meaning it can be used on VHF or it could be used on UHF, all right? You're not going to find any other repeaters out there at all that are either VHF or UHF in one device, all righty? You're going to find repeaters out there that maybe are, hey, they're VHF capable, or hey, they're UHF capable, but they're not VHF and UHF capable. No, they're not going to be, okay? But when I say 50 watts, the repeater can operate at 50 watts, 20 watts, or about 5 to 10 watts, depending on what you have set up in the repeater itself. So you can adjust that on there. Now, one of the other things, or one of the many things, I should say, is once again, new on there. And I can't stress new, because a lot of people hear, oh, $700, it's got to be a refurb. You know, a normal average repeater, that's about $2,000. But now you're saying a repeater for $700, that's got to be refurbished or something. No, it's brand new. And when you purchase that repeater from Yaesu as part of this program, you get a three-year manufacturer's warranty. That's correct, a three-year manufacturer's warranty. You're not really going to find that with anything else out there in the world today. You're not going to, especially on a repeater. You might find it on radios, and I'm not talking about Yaesu radios because you automatically get that with Yaesu radios, but I'm talking more along the lines of like people going ahead and saying like, hey, I'm going to go buy this other type of repeater, or I'm going to go buy this make and model, that kind of thing. Yeah, they're not usually given that. And if they are, you're usually paying extra money for it. But with our DR2X repeater, it is a host, as you can almost say, of different features that are specifically designed for two things. One, the amateur radio operator in mind, and B, having the flexibility and versatility to be able to do not only analog voice, but digital voice and some of that also other options that a repeater needs to be able to do, especially in this day and age. And that kind of also goes into when we're designing it for amateur usage. These repeaters are easy and great to be used for MCOM situations. So let's kind of go over a few of those things on there. So first of all, like I said, it is an analog or digital repeater. You can operate the repeater in FM mode, or you can operate the repeater in digital mode. And digital mode being Yaesu System Fusion. There's no other way to try to make it do any other digital mode. There's not. It is a Yaesu System Fusion repeater, meaning it can operate in C4FM FDMA using the open source, not closed or proprietary, as some people say, Fusion protocols, we call it. Okay, that's going to go ahead and give you 12.5 kilohertz in digital voice. It can give you the full 25 kilohertz for FM voice or narrow band 12.5 kilohertz FM voice on there, contrary to what people think. Okay, it does offer VHF operation, so you can go in VHF and come out of the repeater VHF. It offers UHF operation, which goes in UHF and comes out UHF, or what we like to call unidirectional crossband. What that means is you can go in on VHF, come out on UHF, or, and I stress or, you can go in UHF and come out VHF. However, it does not do what we traditionally think is crossband. A lot of people think crossband is like, I go in VHF, I come out UHF, but then someone talks to me back on UHF, and then the crossband radio repeats it back out on VHF. It doesn't do that. It doesn't do that. You can only do one way. So V to U or U to V, but not back and forth on there. It has that AMS, that automatic mode selection on there. So this repeater, obviously, you know, there are some other brands and manufacturers out there that when you have that repeater, it's either all digital or it's analog. And if you want advantages of digital, you have to put it only in digital. You can't do AMS mode, or sometimes there is and isn't, and all that kind of, you don't need to worry about that. All of the DR2Xs come in the ability to do AMS mode. And once again, when we say AMS mode, we truly mean automatic mode selection. If it hears digital, it's going to transmit digital. If it hears analog, it's going to transmit analog. Okay? So that's the nice part about it. In addition to that, though, you also have, and this is kind of the great part about the System Fusion protocol. System Fusion protocol is really the only type of digital voice technology out there that allows you to cross-modulate. So not only do you have digital in, digital out, FM in, FM out, you can do fixed mode, so only digital in, only digital out, or you can do AMS receive, fixed mode out. So normally AMS transmits in whatever it receives. Once again, it receives a digital signal, transmits digital FM, FM. But when you have it in AMS fixed mode, what that does is it takes in a digital or analog signal, and then it says, oh, now I need to take that and force it out FM, or once again, AMS signal, force it analog or digital, and I need to force it out digital. Once again, this is the only technology really out there that does that, okay? Other people are saying, well, no, John, you can cross-mode it over to, you know, I hooked it up to, like, an All-Star, or I hooked up to, no. That, you're doing network things, right? That's a network interface kind of tied into there. This isn't. You can stick this DR2X up on the 20-foot pole off the top of your garage or at a 300-foot tower site or wherever you want to do that, and right from the front panel of that repeater, you can select, hey, I want it to receive analog and digital and always transmit FM, or analog and digital and always transmit digital, or once again, AMS mode complete, which is receive as well as the transmit mode on there. Now, talking about program, I'm going to talk about some of the features that can be programmed and set up on here. This repeater does not require any sort of software or cables. None. A lot of other repeaters require you to go ahead and have to hook up and put some software into it, and then either Ethernet into the repeater, or go ahead and buy specific programming cables. And once again, buy programming software. Nah, you don't need this. And this is what makes it a great MCOM kind of resource too, is that you punch right on the front of that repeater. You go into the setup menu from the screen on the repeater, and you select what you wanted to transmit or receive in on there. And you said, wait a minute, touchscreen on there, what is that? So the display is a 3.5-inch full-color touchscreen. Once again, 50 watts, 20 watts, or about 10 watts, is what we say on there, has a 15-pin I/O connector on the back. That's a D-sub-15-pin connector. Now, the great thing about this pin connector is it allows you to interface either into external controllers or other sort of controlling devices. So you can actually turn off the internal functions of the repeater and have it interfaced into something. If you have such as an external controller of some sort or some sort of linking system or something on there. But in addition, it also has a 10-pin mini DIN connector, which is a great audio path in and out for if you want to have something in there. So for example, one of my repeaters that I have, or a couple of repeaters that I have it linked or connected into other audio bridges or something like that on there, right? Or I have like weather alerts or something on there. Well, guess what? That 10-pin mini DIN provides audio ports in and out on there. No need to worry about taking control. I want the repeater to do its job, but I just want an easier means to put audio in and out of the repeater. That is where this 10-pin mini DIN comes into play. So you have two options on the back of that on there. You can go ahead and plug a microphone into the front of it to do the repeater testing, and it enables you to use the repeater as a base station. I know of a group that does an event each year, and then when they're at their command center, command post, it's a relatively high spot on there. So they actually put an antenna about 20 feet up in the air. They bring in their DR2X, they put it into that crossband mode, receive UHF, transmit VHF. So they have a little diplexer off the back and an antenna, and people can communicate through the repeater. The net control's operating right there. So they hear what's talking, the people out in the field, the other people in the field are hearing that too. But when the net control needs to pop up, they're using that local mic for it. Okay, so it does that on there. Now, one of the other advances of the DR2X that the DR1X did not have is actually it has dual active receivers, okay? Dual active receivers. That means there's an A side and a B side to the repeater, and that A and that B side really allows you to go ahead and have two incoming signals into that repeater. One could be your main signal, like everybody would use, and the other signal can be on that completely different frequency, even on completely a different band, and that goes ahead and allows you to have like a backdoor or a control function on there. In addition, it does have the switch select to transmit on two different frequencies, but not simultaneously. Now, the reason that it's not simultaneous is that that second transmit side is really more so for like if you want to do remote control of the repeater and you don't want people to hear the commands or something like that, you can easily go ahead and have that functionality set up on there. Now, that's just a basic host and list of functions on there. Oh, did I mention that it has a built-in power supply with a cable you plug directly into the back of that repeater? And if you don't want to go ahead and use the 120-volt built-in power supply, you can go ahead and disconnect that power cord and plug it into 12 volts DC direct. Now, with only about two or so rack units high and a kind of a little, it's a little heavy, not too heavy, but enough that you can carry it around, you can easily make this a portable or mobile operation for MCOM needs, for special events and that kind of thing like that, and not have to worry about AC power, but being able to use DC power. And that DC power is 12 volt DC. You don't need a 24 or 48 or something like that on there whatsoever. So where can I get this program? Where can I get this information on there? Well, you can go to our System Fusion website, which is systemfusion.yaesu.com. So once again, System Fusion, all one word. So systemfusion.yaesu.com. And then on that front of the homepage at the bottom, you're going to go ahead and see the link for the repeater program. Now, the repeater program does require you to fill out a PDF fillable form. Once it's filled out on the form, then what you can go ahead and do from that point is you take, you email in the form, then we go ahead and take and approve it. Once it's approved, then you can go ahead and then we usually approve within one business week. And then on average, the repeaters are taking about 2 to 3 weeks for the repeaters to be shipped out. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, this program has a lot of popularity on there. So be forewarned that there may be from time to time that you can go ahead and may experience a little bit of a delay. Usually when the program starts up, there's a lot of people saying, hey, I want to get this. And there's a big run on them. And then especially when the program comes to the end. Now, how long does this program last? This program is going to go for a full 6 months. So we're going to have this program ending September 30th of this year. Normally, the program has only been extended maybe by a couple months, maybe 3 months or so. But this time we said, no, you know what? We know people want to get it. We won't know people want to do that. Let's do a full six-month term. So it's good here for April, May, June, July, August, and September. All those months on there, a full 6 months. Go ahead. And you know what? It doesn't have to be your primary repeater. You need a backup repeater for something. Take advantage of our program. You need a secondary receiver site. Because of that, you know, crossband capability, you could do a remote receive site with it. Lots of options on there. Don't be afraid to call and ask us about questions on the repeater, but go ahead and make sure to take a look at it from there. Now, one of the questions that we always do get is that, hey, can I get this through your authorized ASU dealer? You can buy our repeaters through the authorized ASU dealer, but you are not going to get that special pricing. You need to order through us through the Yaesu or systemfusion.yaesu.com website. Once again, fill out that application and you'll be good to go from there. All righty. Now, obviously, we've been talking about the repeater. It's been great. We're super excited on it. We always like to have it on there. But one of the things people have is like they say, hey, I need some education on it. John, I've attended some of your education things that you've been doing at the different ham fest and shows and everything like that. We're excited. It's great and everything, but I want some more education, that kind of thing. Do you have any events coming up soon? Well, yes. We are going to be down in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Good old great Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on there this coming weekend. So at the airing of this podcast, today is Monday the 8th. It's going to go ahead and be on this Saturday, April 13th, at HRO in Milwaukee. Okay, we are going to be there for Yaesu Day and going to be able to do some education with you. Now, HRO Milwaukee, the Yaesu Day there, we are going to have some great gifts and stuff like that on there. Plus, also, too, is we're going to have some great deals in store. HRO has been nice enough to work with us that they're saying, hey, anybody that's coming down to our store for Yaesu Days, if you're a Yaesu fan, come on down. We got gifts. We got supplies. We got yada, 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 yada for you and everything like that on there. Just a lot of things to do. Make sure you can get to HRO Milwaukee. So if you're in the Midwest, it's a short drive from a lot of areas. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, you're only looking a couple-hour drive even on the far side. I know the word's starting to get out. People are already planning on coming from Indiana. We have a few people that even said, hey, I'm going to come from the LP of Michigan to come on up and see you. From Wisconsin, other places like that, come on in. Now, one of the great things we get to do when we have a Yaesu Days, first of all, we get to like to see the customers, and we like to talk, we like to get feedback, we like to hear how you guys are using Yaesu equipment, whether that be HF, VHF, UHF, whatever the case may be. But I think one of the biggest things that I'd like to stress when we're doing these stores events, like we did Gigaparts recently too with their grand opening, and it's nice because the people are able to come into the store, and it's really great because people are like, hey, John, I have this model of radio. What can I do with it here? What should I do with it here? How can I do this here? Da 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 da. And what allows us to do is do more hands-on. So I know some people say, how do I do this? How do I put this into dual watch? How do I put this into this and this and this and this and this? And when you have that opportunity, like we will here with HRO Milwaukee for the Yaesu Days, it allows us to walk the person step by step by step through the whole thing and allows you to say, oh, this is how it works. This is what you need to do. This is how you should do it and stuff. Can radios be complicated? Yes. Are there a lot of features in the radio? Yes. Surprisingly, there's a lot of people who don't even realize that some of the radios have as many features as it actually does. And that's where we get to say, hey, here's the deal. Let me show you. Did you know this feature on the radio? Did you know this feature, this radio has APRS? Did you know it has this and this and this? That's where it kind of comes into play. And that's what makes these events such a great time. Allows us to give that offering two of those additional discounts while working through our dealers for that on there. Now, some people have also said, well, as this news kind of got out, John, why did you choose April 13th? What's so special about Saturday, April 13th? Well, one of the reasons that I wanted to choose Saturday, April 13th, is because it also happens to coincide with the Milwaukee Radio Amateurs Club's Ham Radio Boot Camp. So a little bit about the Milwaukee Radio Amateur Club Incorporated, call sign W9RH. They are one of the world's oldest continuously active amateur radio clubs. So they became a club actually back in 1917. Okay. And what I find interesting about this is because this is a very active club in Milwaukee. Obviously, Milwaukee is a little bit of a bigger city than maybe some of people may think, right? But it's such an active club, and it has a lot of people from the variety of areas. But one of the great things about it is they're going to be holding their ham radio boot camp at HRO that same day that we are down there. Now, I did reach out to the club president, Dick, N9EEE, and I said, you know, Dick, I said, tell me a little bit more about your ham radio boot camp class. And he said, it's a day-long experience for newly licensed ham or those who are re-emerging after time away from the hobby. And I think that's a great testament, a great activity for people. And he says they limit the attendance to those residing in the Southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee metro area because they do a more localized kind of teaching during the session. So this isn't going to be a situation or an event or something where you're going to come and like become a ham in a day or anything like that. What they're going to teach you is like, hey, in this area of Milwaukee here, you know, we have this repeater, we have this repeater, we have this repeeter. And one of the cool things about them, and the reason why we're talking about them today, is because they do support Yaesu greatly. They have a Yaesu system fusion repeater. They promote fusion. They have Wires X connectivity. They kind of say, hey, we're just going to teach you how to get on the radio, right? We're not going to teach you, hey, pick a radio and this and this and this and this. They're going to say, hey, let's get a radio. Here's the frequency for our repeater. Here's how you kind of use fusion. Here's how you kind of use this kind of thing. And it really gives a unique approach. And one of the things I really, I think, it's, and by saying unique approach, I think one of the things to point out is that their ham radio boot camp is different in their approach to learning. They provide context and practical applications to basically what hams learn during the study of their license, right? We have so many people these days that tend to get the license and then not know where to do it from there, right? They learned, okay, they learned how to, you know, make a QSO, right? You know, N9UPC is monitoring or such and such. Here is N9UPC. Those kind of things like that. We all learn the rules and regulations, but then we go out into the world and we see people that, yes, they're operating legally, but maybe like, well, wait a minute, the book didn't necessarily say it that way. Is that right? Is that wrong? So they kind of take that stuff that you learned and then they put it into this boot camp. When I asked Dick, he says, they answer questions, we kind of help them get over the fright of their live QSO by practicing QSO. So like, how do I make a QSO? Great, they're going to help you in this ham radio boot camp. Okay, how do I make a patch cord? How do I make a jumper? How do I make a 10-meter dipole to get on the air? So it's not just technicians, it's not just general. It's kind of the whole aspect of your amateur radio license. So as I said, whether you're new, whether you're returning to the hobby, whether you're a technician, whether you're a general or an advanced or even an extra, it's kind of going to help you kind of get back into that thing, kind of maybe answer some of those questions, kind of say, hey, here's what you need to do. Don't worry about it on there. Now, their ham radio boot camp is required by advanced registration, and they have about 5 more people available for their room, okay? This is going to be by Wednesday, April 10th. So if you are going to be in that Milwaukee area, if you are in that area and you're saying, hey, I want to stop by the store, that kind of thing, stop in and see their ham radio boot camp. You can find out more information by going to the club's website, and that is going to go ahead and be w9rh.org. So www.w9rh.org. Once you get to that website on there, that's going to be, once again, Milwaukee Radio Amateurs Club Incorporated. You're going to find a lot of great resources on there, but one of the things that you're going to do is if you scroll down on there, you can see some MARC information, resources, calendar, and then if you go under resources at the top, it'll say Ham Radio Bootcamp. Click on that. It's going to go to that specific page for the Ham Radio Bootcamp class, and you'll be able to find it more there. I'm excited that they are actually holding that class there that day because I think that just fosters what we're trying to do. Not only is the Milwaukee Radio Amateurs Club trying to go ahead and help people get on the air, but then if people want to take advantage of the great Yaesu deals at that day for Yaesu Day at HRO Milwaukee, they're going to be able to do that right away and that day there. So thank you very much for everybody for tuning in to the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. Programming note, there is no YouTube version of the recording of this, unfortunately, today. We have some things going on in the studio there, so there is only the audio version of this podcast here today. But thank you for everybody tuning in. Remember, we host our podcast service mainly on Podbean, so feel free to go ahead and subscribe to Podbean or your favorite podcasting service and see if it's there. If it's not on there, go ahead and follow our links on social media, and you'll be able to go ahead and listen to the audio by either streaming directly live from Podbean or downloading the episode to play on your favorite podcast player. Until then, everybody, 73, and we'll catch you on down the log.